producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We so appreciate you joining us. Let's see what we're going to be doing in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking all about Consumer Guide's Best Buys for 2016. The publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive is going to be along for the ride, and we're going to run down the complete list. Always look forward to doing this, and Tom Appel will be joining us momentarily to do so. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 877-996-4327, 877-996-4327, or you can reach out via the email anytime. It's bob@boblongradio.com. And while I'm giving you my email address and stuff, let me just remind you that if you won a prize somewhere down the road and did not receive it, it isn't my fault. It isn't producer Ben's fault. It's somebody along the track of going from the winner's list to the people that send out the prizes at the various companies. So just shoot me an email anytime, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome the one and only Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Well, I always look forward to Consumer Guide's Best Buy list, and I can't believe it's that time of the year. You've got your 2016 list ready to go.
Yeah, we do. We try to time it roughly with the LA Auto Show, and that's how it fell again this year.
Excellent. Give us a little history on the Best Buys. How long have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, we have been doing our Best Buys now since 1973, and we used to do a print edition that would be labeled January but would show up sometime in November. That was our annual Best Buy issue, and of course print isn't very good. The business case for print has gone away since then, but that's okay. We reveal those online now, and at consumerguide.com you can see all of our Best Buys, but those went up right around November 1st or so. And what we try to do with those is break down the industry, break down what's available to consumers, excuse me, into very simple categories so people understand where they're shopping. And we understand that people cross-shop a little bit, but we still try to make the categories make sense for those people. So what we've done is we've got everything into small car, mid-size car, large car, and we divide that into to a conventional and premium side, too, so that anyone looking for a car can find what they're looking for fairly quickly and fairly easily.
That's great, Tom, and you've got them all broken down, as you said, and we're going to run down the complete list here of cars, crossovers, SUVs, minivans, pickup trucks, electric vehicles, and the overall Editor's Choice Awards. This must be a pretty exhausting process. Give us an idea of how it happens at your offices there in Chicago. How do you guys sort through all the vehicles that you drive throughout the course of the year and come up with the best buys as well as the overall editor's choice?
Yeah, every year we have four editors now that are involved in the process of voting on these cars, and every year each of those editors goes through approximately two vehicles a week, and we make it a point to have each editor get into every single vehicle or at least sample it, you know, to make sure that they're aware of everyone else's notes so that they have a voting interest in each vehicle. And this goes throughout the year. And by the time we get to roughly July or August, we look at our list and we compare our notes, and we try to decide what else we need to finally get into so that we can make a logical and educated vote. And it's a mad scramble to get a hold of manufacturers and get a hold of product to make sure that we get everything into the office in time so that we can vote fairly on that vehicle. And then finally, sometime, October or so, we start to have our enclaves. And it usually takes a day or two and a lot of pizza for us to come to our final decision.
Very good, Tom. Well, let's begin by running down the subcompact car class. Some of the vehicles in this category include the Sonic and Spark from Chevrolet, the Fiesta from Ford, the Honda Fit, the Hyundai Accent, the Rhea and the Soul from Kia, the Mirage from Mitsubishi, the IA from Scion, the Smart 4-2 and the Prius C from Toyota, and the Yaris from Toyota. This year, you guys have given the award to a Scion and a Kia. Tell us about the two specific models.
We have, yeah, and they're two very different vehicles. The Kia Soul wins again. It's been on the list before, largely for packaging flexibility and just general likability. But it is a lot of space on a small footprint. It's affordable, and it's kind of fun to drive, especially if you go with the larger available engine. And for the first time ever, the Scion IA, this would be the first year it would be eligible, made the list. And that's a car maybe less good use of space than other vehicles in the class, but just an incredible amount of safety equipment for the money. It's a nice package. First-time shopper-friendly one pricing policy where there's simply no options. You can just decide manual or automatic. Surprising amount of front passenger space in that vehicle, but it's the safety equipment for the money that we're most impressed by.
Let's talk about the next category, which is the premium compact car category. And certainly there are an awful lot of players and good ones in this marketplace. Tell us about the overall winners.
Yeah, this one's the one, the subjective one. As you mentioned, almost everything in this class is worth a drive and lots of fun. But ultimately, we went with the Audi A3 and the Cadillac ATS. And we want the A3 because compared to some of the newer German vehicles in this class, it's the most affordable. It's also plenty of fun to drive. Was available briefly with a diesel. But that's not available at the moment. But we just like it for price and for fun for the dollar. And then the Cadillac ATS is just a really great package. And it's hard to find a nicer cabin for the money than the Cadillac ATS. And, of course, now it's available in fantastic ATS V form.
Certainly Cadillac has done a remarkable job in the area of making their materials so much better and just moving the quality of the interiors a country mile, to say the least. When Bob Lutz was at General Motors, that was one of his priorities, and he should be very proud of what they're turning out right now. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles. We've got a whole lot to talk about here with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. We're running down the 2016 best overall buys, and we're up to mid-size cars. Tell us about the winners in this category, Tom.
Yeah, this is a tough class for us because there's a couple of really strong entries. I mean, the Camry and the Accord are always near the top of this list and always good buys no matter what anyone says about them. But we went with two different picks this year. We've got the Mazda 6 and the Toyota Prius V. The Mazda 6 simply wins because it's the most European and fun to drive of the group and arguably the best looking, though that's not one of our voting considerations. But one of the most impressive things about the Mazda 6 with its Skyactiv engine is its ability in regular driving to crack 30 mpg. This is one of those vehicles that tends to defy its EPA numbers and always returns for us and lots of testing that we've headed through the office. We always break 30 mpg with the vehicle, and this isn't a car that handles well, has a great-looking interior, rides well, and pretty strong dollar value. Maybe a little bit more expensive than the other cars in the class, but you get it back in content and mileage. And then the Prius V. just a great vehicle for interior space and fuel economy.
Both outstanding choices. When we come back on the other side, more 2016 Best Buys with Tom Appel. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Broke down on the side of the road, brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke worn out, running the hood, stuck on the highway again. We be on the quest, won't change. Baby, what am I gonna do?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Ben has pointed out to me, producer Ben and Mike Wallace from WFPA, that I gave out the wrong number. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather at the moment, folks, so let me give you the proper number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from anywhere across North America. If you're listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Welcome, and thank you so much. Hopefully in a few weeks we'll make our annual trip to the Detroit Auto Show. It is to be determined, but we're hoping to be there as we've been there in the same spot for the last 20 years. Tom Appel is with us, the publisher of Consumer Guide, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, and we are running down something very important, and that is Consumer Guide's 2016 best picks, and then the overall winner as well. We're going to talk about the Editor's Choice Award, but we have lots of different categories to run through, so we're running through as fast as we can. We're now up to premium mid-size cars. Tom, tell us about the winners in that particular category.
Yeah, we picked two vehicles in this category, and they couldn't be more diametrically opposed. One was the Lexus ES, which is a vehicle for an absolutely refined example of the class. And if you're looking for a vehicle that is basically quiet, isolating, and just generally refined, that's your choice. The other direction, if you want to go very sporty, the new Acura TLX is a fine choice and a vehicle we really enjoyed. And interestingly, it was the less expensive four-cylinder model that we enjoyed more, with its double-clutch automatic transmission and slightly sportier, lighter-feeling moves. But both are fine choices.
We now move into the category of large cars. And, you know, ironically, there aren't a whole lot of vehicles in this particular segment. And when you tell folks what the winners are, I think a number of folks are going to be very, very surprised.
Yeah, I think so. And what we're going for here really is dollar value and space for the money. And there's a couple of choices here. We went with the Buick LaCrosse. And if I had to pick one car out of the class, that's the one I'd go with. And it's a car that's about to be replaced. We're going to see a new version of that very shortly on the road. However, if you're shopping now, it's hard to beat for interior refinement, for general quietness, and for ride quality. And an argument we had at the office is, do we include the technically and architecturally very similar Caprice, or I'm sorry, the Impala? And we chose to. It's not available with all-wheel drive, and it's not quite as quiet, but there's a lot of value there for the dollar. So both of those made the list. And then finally, and this is for strong dollar value and content for the money, this is the Hyundai Genesis. It's been on our list for a couple of years now. It's the rear choice, a rear drive choice option of the list, more European trend there. But great-looking cabin, nice refined powertrains, and a lot there for the money.
It certainly is. I haven't driven the new generation of the Genesis. Looking forward to doing so in the not-too-distant future. But certainly great choices all around. Let's move into the category of the next one up the list here, which is premium large cars. And speaking of a premium large car, a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be writing about this at EpicTimes.com, I had the opportunity to sample for a week a vehicle that I never thought I would ever get. You know, there are vehicles that are in the press fleet down here in where I presently reside in Miami, is where the vehicles are kept, but I don't live in Miami. I live in the Orlando area. But I knew they had one of these, but I figured there's no way I'm ever going to get it. But I had for a week, the Mercedes Maybach, and what a backseat is all I can tell you.
I haven't spent much time behind the wheel of one, but I did manage to spend time in the back seat of the Maybach. Yeah, that is a very nicely appointed vehicle. It's an interesting vehicle, too. In some ways, it looks slightly ungainly because they stretch the wheelbase of what was already a really fine-looking car, but you don't care because in the Maybach, you should be a passenger.
That is true. Let's talk about the premium large car class. There's some great players in here. Audi's all-aluminum A8, the BMW 77 series, which is all new, the Cadillac CT6, the Cadillac XTS, the Equus from Hyundai, the Jag XJ, the Kia 900, the Lexus LS, the Lincoln MKS, the Mercedes-Benz S-Class, and the Panamera from Porsche. All very great, all excellent vehicles, all certainly have their strengths and weaknesses, but all come with a hefty price tag. But I noticed the Best Buy, you have chosen without doubt the one here that is the real value setter of the bunch.
Yep, we went with, it's probably the least expensive option on the list you just gave us, and that's the Kia K900. It is not the fastest. It may not be the most refined, but it is hard to beat it for dollar value. If you're looking for a vehicle that doesn't scream I'm rich, but has 90% of the attributes of the most expensive vehicles on the list, this is the way to go. I should note that the new BMW 7 Series was not available to us in time for voting, so that was not considered this year.
Very good, and I couldn't agree with you more about the K900. I had one of those 6 months or so ago, and it was extraordinarily impressed with that vehicle. And for a first-time rear-drive V8 model from the Kia brand, I thought they did an outstanding job. Now yeah. We move into one of my favorite categories, without question, the sporty performance cars, and you've chosen some really good ones here. Tell us about this year's winners for 2016.
Yeah, we've essentially picked one from each of the sort of subcategories in that group, which would be pony car, pure sports car, and hot hatchback. And our choices were the Ford Mustang, the Mazda MX-5 Miata, and the Volkswagen GTI. The new Mustang is exceedingly successful in being a better version of the old Mustang. It's more refined. A lot of people liken it to feeling like a 3 Series, which it really does. The new turbocharged 2.3-liter engine is an excellent option to go into the V8. It's a midpoint engine, much better fuel economy, great refinement, and all sorts of torque down low, and a blast with a manual transmission. The MX-5, what can you say? The old car was a perfect example of the classic sports car, and the new one does that even better. It's still at a fairly reasonable price. And finally, the Volkswagen GTI. And, you know, we all grit our teeth a little bit because we're all still a little bit upset about what happened to Volkswagen, but if we're going to be purely journalistic about this, the GTI is just a flat-out blast to drive. Great fuel economy, all sorts of space inside, and just a lot of fun for the money.
Great bang for the buck, as usual. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to wrap up the car section, and we'll move into crossovers, SUVs, minivans, pickup trucks, and lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our toll-free line from around North America. Consumer Guides publisher Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, is our very special guest. We're talking about the 2016 Best Buys. You can read all about them, take a look at the pictures, take a look at all the information that is available 100% free of charge just by logging on to consumerguide.com. We get a lot of different categories to go through. So why don't we wrap up the car portion of the awards for 2016 with the premium sporty and performance car Best Buy. And I certainly would concur with this one. You guys nailed this one.
Yeah, there's so much in this category, and I'm going to argue right now that the Jaguar F-Type is a very compelling option, but for so much less money. You simply cannot beat for fun and value the Chevrolet Corvette. It is astonishing that that car was updated a couple of years ago, went to the all-new aluminum chassis, and you could still go and pick one up now for about $55,000 and have a world beater on your hands. It's a pure delight to drive.
Absolutely, just a wonderful choice. Another vehicle that I haven't been in, believe it or not, and hopefully one of these days I've been promised that I will get behind the wheel of the 7th generation Corvette. As longtime listeners of the show know that I have owned many Corvettes over the years, so I am really anxious to check this one out. Let's move into the crossover SUV segment of the awards for 2016 from Consumer Guide Automotive, and certainly these days crossovers and SUVs are the area of supreme interest by so many different buyers. Let's begin by a growing segment in the crossover SUV area, and that's subcompact crossovers and SUVs. We've seen some significant players jump into the mix here recently. Tom, tell us about which ones rose above the crowd and received the Best Buy awards.
Yeah, for 2016, we finally added subcompact crossover, and it became necessary because very suddenly that market exploded. Things smaller than the Honda CR-V just became the new hot market, and it's a great market. And for people who don't need all that size and space, they should go this way. We made three choices in that category this year, the Honda HR-V, the Mazda CX-3, and the Jeep Renegade, each for different reasons. The HR-V mostly for dollar value and for packaging efficiency. It's got still has that great second row seat that it borrows from the Honda Fit, where the seat can be folded completely out of the way. The vehicle returns great fuel economy, arguably cute and good looking, although we don't consider that for our voting. We also chose the Mazda CX-3, and this is because it's the hot rod of the group. It's got that 2-liter Skyactiv engine. It's fun to drive, really nice interior, feels very upscale, but great ride and handling. And finally, the Jeep Renegade, which makes fantastic use of interior space. You've got the available all-wheel drive, which is great. It's also fun to drive with stick. It's got that little Fiat 1.4 multi-liter engine, which you can mate to a 6-speed manual. I know a lot of people won't go that way, but I recommend that they test drive one if they can. But a lot of fun, a lot of value in the class.
Great, great choices there. Let's move up to the next segment, which is the premium compact crossover SUVs, another very much highly competitive segment, and you guys have chosen an Acura and a Lincoln product. Tell us about the two winners.
Yeah, and again, those are two very different products, but they work well together. The RDX, the Acura RDX, is really the hot rod of the group. It's got that 3.5-liter V6 that we know very well from Honda and from Acura, and a very tidy package, but good use of interior space, lots of front seat room. Maybe marginal adult space in back, but you're not buying that for passenger space in back if you're looking at this category. Nice interior, great handling, kind of the performance version of that car. And the surprise entry in this in our class, second year it made the list, is a Lincoln MKC. Not a lot of Lincolns on our list, but this one does what it's supposed to do very well. Very refined cabin, good power from either of the EcoBoost engines, and fairly strong dollar value too. But we're most impressed by the refinement.
Extremely well done vehicle. I had that vehicle for the Detroit Auto Show last year and was very impressed with that new Lincoln entry, and equally impressed with the Acura, which I sampled in Florida here during the last 6 months or so. Let's talk about midsize crossover SUVs. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the size, we're talking about vehicles such as the Equinox and Traverse from Chevrolet, the Journey from Dodge, the Edge and Explorer from Ford, and the Flex, the Arcadia Terrain from GMC, the Honda Pilot, the Santa Fe from Hyundai, the Santa Fe Sport, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Kia Sorento, Mazda CX-9, Nissan's Murano, the Pathfinder, the 4Runner, and the Highlander. Lots of good vehicles there, and you have three different choices as Best Buys. Tell us about the three very distinct choices that you guys have made.
Yeah, we've got one non-traditional choice, we've got one traditional choice, and one brand new vehicle on the list this year. We'll go with the first one. I think the surprise car of the year, and I think one of the best cars rolled out in recent months, was the Honda Pilot. It is one of the best balanced vehicles I've driven. Fantastic use of cabin space, perfect for a family. Very refined. Reasonable fuel economy. In our testing, we were getting close to 20 mpg in real-world city driving, which is impressive. They've added all sorts of top-line models at the top if you're looking for something high-endy. But this is just a great balanced vehicle. They now have the Honda Sensing suite of safety equipment, which is available. Honda won't say as an option, so it's treated as a separate model, but it's about a $1,000 package, and everyone should consider it when they're looking at that car. The Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport. Hyundai divides this segment into two cars, but we treat them as one because they market them that way. Really great package. The Honda Santa Fe Sport uses a small turbocharged engine as optional, which gets the job done. If you want a three-row, you go up to the full-size Santa Fe. Again, nice use of space, very nice interior materials, very refined for the class. And then sort of the old steady soldier of the group, the Toyota Highlander, always been a great choice in the class, and we love it just because it's so predictably good. Nice cabin, nice ride, very refined, and then if you trying to turn it around, a fantastic resale value.
Really great observations. Let's move up to the next size winners here, and this is the premium midsize crossover in SUVs. Certainly when you look at this area, this is another area that we continue to see some pretty decent growth. It just seems like there are so many wonderful choices for buyers out there these days. I always preface it by saying, you got to have the good credit, or you got to have a good income, some money in the bank. But if you've got any of those three things, boy, there are some great ones. And certainly the winners here for 2016 echo the greatness that's out there and available.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bad choices in this segment, but we got down to two, and we're very comfortable with our picks. The first is the all-new Volvo XC90. After years of dormancy where Volvo didn't seem to be doing anything, they come out of the blue with this fantastic, largish crossover. It is roomy. It is flat-out gorgeous inside. Feels very modern, very clean-looking inside. Beautiful materials. Assembly quality is top-notch. Nice vehicle. Uses the new T6 Drive E four-cylinder engine, which seems small at 2 liters for a car in this class, but in fact, it works just fine. Really nice car and really strong dollar value compared to the other options in this class. And then the Acura MDX, which again, Acura offering the hot rod in the class. Lots of power, fun to drive, great handling, nice interior, all sorts of tech features, and pretty good dollar value compared to the other stuff.
More with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury.
When you get a chance, check out consumerguide.com, and right on the homepage, you can check out what we've been talking about in this hour of the program, the 2016 Best Buys. Now, I personally just love anything that is a good buy. That's one of the reasons why in the sports car realm, I always liked the Corvette, because it was always a great value for the money. And Tom Appel, the publisher, who is our special guest and regular contributor, is doing a fantastic job running down all the different winners. And we're in the area of sport utility vehicles and crossovers. Let's focus on large SUVs. What were the best buys in the large SUV category?
Yeah, in the large crossover SUV category, we made a single choice, and that's the Dodge Durango, a longtime Consumer Guide favorite. It's an interesting class because what you have is very large truck-like vehicles, body-on-frame vehicles suitable for towing, and Durango can do that. It's a little bit smaller, and it's a little bit more parkable because we are very much consumer and family-oriented at Consumer Guide. We went with the vehicle that's sort of the tidiest to go. So if you need to tow, you can do that if you go with the V8 and the Durango. But we really like the V6 and waited to the new 8-speed transmission in that vehicle. Fantastic interior space, nice interiors, very refined, and third row seats super useful too. It's mechanically very similar to the Jeep Grand Cherokee, but it does have that third row seat and does tend to come in price a little bit lower. But it's a must see in that class.
It has that dash of Dodge sportiness too, which I very much appreciate. In the premium large SUV class, you guys have given the nod to the Cadillac Escalade for 2016, and the Escalade continues to become a better and better vehicle, and certainly a more and more expensive vehicle as well.
Yeah, it has gotten very expensive. It has, and they're talking about a vehicle now that'll nudge $100,000. So this is not a vehicle for the faint of heart, certainly. But one thing that the Escalade does, and it was all new last year, is that it makes fantastic use of space for passengers. If you need to move four or six people around, this is a great way to do it. Very refined, all sorts of power from a modified version of the Corvette engine. It's that 6.2-liter V8. It's, I think, 403 horsepower in this application. Sounds good, sounds refined, but makes a nice growl when you hit the gas, which I think people who spend this kind of money for a car want to hear. Really good-look interior. If you need to tow, you can do that, too. It's big. It has presence. But if you need that space or if you need that power, this is a great way to go.
Let's move over to minivans, and I totally 100% concur with your choice for Best Buy. Had this vehicle 4 or 5 months ago and was so pleasantly surprised by it. I mean, this thing is just chock full of all kinds of standard equipment and just great execution, and anybody that's looking for a minivan should look at this particular vehicle. Tell our listeners about the 2016 choice.
Yeah, we went with the Kia Sedona, and we were a little bit surprised by this vehicle too. After a period of absence from the minivan market, Korean makers had sort of abandoned that. It's a tough market to crack with a loyal following traditionally the Odyssey and the Sienna and the Dodge and Chrysler offering. Out of nowhere, the Kia Sedona makes a comeback, and it's absolutely fantastic. Beautiful interior, great ride quality, and surprising power from the 3.3-liter direct injection V6 that's now under the hood. But it's the dollar value that works most for us. Additionally, there's a new SXL top-line trim level that's as luxurious as anything else in the class, if you want to go that way.
Let's talk about compact pickup trucks. They're back, and there aren't a whole lot of players in this mix, but two of the vehicles that received the award are the ones that are leading the charge these days.
Yeah, they are. We went with the Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon. They're very similar vehicles, as most people know. And the reason we went with them is simply because they seem to represent what we think most people want in that class and what has been absent for that class for the better part of the decade, and that is a car-like driving experience. The Tacoma, which is an excellent vehicle if you need to go off-road or need to do something heavy-duty or even do something sporty, fine choice, but it's a little bit tight for interior space and a little bit rough riding. But the Chevy and the GMC are very car-like, nice interiors, and they ride well. The extended cab, the crew cabs, you can easily put four people in them. They start fairly modestly, although if you're not careful, you can spend an awful lot of money for these vehicles. There is a four-cylinder available, and that's enough engine, but the V6 is probably the way to go for most people.
When it comes to all-electric vehicles for 2016, you guys have elected to hold off on a overall winner for this particular model year. Tell our listeners a little bit about that decision.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened in that class, and it's very transitional right now. The Volt was not available for testing yet. That was a vehicle being redesigned. The Leaf 2 was going to be available with a larger battery for 2016. It's a new 30-kilowatt-hour battery. We didn't have a chance to test that. And we thought with the two primary players not available for us to have a look at, and then with the Tesla Model X not yet out, we just thought that there wasn't any point to taking a choice in this category. But we hope to have a lot of exposure to these vehicles before the next time we vote.
And now we're up to the big winner. It's the 2016 Editor's Choice. How many years have you been doing the Editor's Choice? This is relatively new.
It is relatively new. We've only been doing it for a few years. It simply represents the vehicle we believe that we would purchase. It's the best of the best of the cars we picked that year.
So with a drum roll, please. Unfortunately, we don't have a drum to roll, but what is the winner for 2016, Tom?
It is, despite all sorts of industry and emotional and political reasons, the Volkswagen Golf. The new Golf came out last year, and it is, even without a diesel engine, one of the most entertaining and affordable vehicles we've driven in a long time. We are especially fond of the Sport Wagon, which can be had for as little as $23,000. Nice space in back, fun to drive. The new 1.8 FSI gas direct injection engine is perfect for that car. Returns close to 30 mpg, but all sorts of power. This is a German car in the sense that anyone who drove German cars in the 80s and 90s recalls it's very rewarding to drive, yet very practical. An excellent choice for someone looking for a smallish commuter car or for small families.
And when we look at the cars in the Golf family, as you point out, I mean, there's something for everybody. You've got your regular Golf, you've got the sports-oriented GTI, you've got the real performance-oriented Golf R, which gets a little bit pricey, but includes lots of goodies, including standard all-wheel drive and a much higher emphasis on performance. You've got that sport wagon, and there's also an electric Golf, which lots of folks are not familiar with. And certainly, I know when Motor Trend chose this vehicle for their car of the year last year, it raised a lot of eyebrows. But when you look at the offering across the board here, like you guys have done, I mean, there's something for everybody, and this is a vehicle with a wide base price. The MSRP of the Golf really runs probably in excess of $20,000.
Yeah, top to bottom, it's a huge spread. There's a lot going on there in a very very narrow field, but there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And again, folks, I really would recommend you logging on to Consumer Guide. Just type in consumerguide.com, and right on the homepage you can read much more in depth about all these vehicles, the 2016 Best Buy Awards from Consumer Guide Automotive. And of course, Tom Appel will be back with us real soon, as we've got lots of cool articles that Tom has written in recent days, including I got a kick out of 5 forgotten Chrysler models and a wide variety of other test vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have had the opportunity to drive. This week in my driveway has been the Audi A3, the S3. So again, look forward to that one being written up at epictimes.com. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Congratulations to you and your team for a wonderful selection of a real very important list of vehicles here, the 2016 Best Buys.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.